There's been a fresh wave of diplomatic activity in an effort to ease the escalating crisis in Ukraine, and it's all aimed at Russia. After talks in Kiev, US Secretary of State John Kerry said the US president is considering all options, including supplying weapon systems to Ukraine. Moscow says it would regard that as a threat to Russia's security. Meanwhile, the leaders of France and Germany are flying into Ukraine before heading to Russia, spruiking a new peace deal. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko gave John Kerry a warm welcome to Kiev to talk about the country both blame for the ongoing crisis.
Today we are facing another growing escalation of violence by terrorists directly supported by Moscow. Their barbarian attack on the civilian population, which led to multiple casualties every day.
John Kerry was clear in his message.
We talked about the largest threat that Ukraine faces today, and that is Russia's continued aggression in the east. And there's no other way to call it.
John Kerry told journalists that President Obama is reviewing all his options, including the supply to Ukraine of defensive systems. He says that decision will be made soon, but not before the president has had a chance to hear back from the Secretary of State and others. On this trip, the emphasis was on diplomacy.
We want a diplomatic resolution. But we cannot close our eyes to tanks that are crossing the border from Russia and coming in to Ukraine. We can't close our eyes to Russian fighters in unmarked uniforms crossing the border.
Even before Mr. Kerry spoke, a Kremlin advisor was warning if the US supplies lethal arms to Kiev, it would be regarded as a threat to Russia's security. In Brussels, defence ministers from several Western European nations were backing away from the idea of supplying arms to help Kiev against the rebels. Instead, the EU is pushing sanctions, proposing new measures to be implemented next week. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel launched a joint diplomatic offensive, flying into Kiev with a peace initiative, which they'll then take to Russia's President Vladimir Putin in the next day. Not many details of the peace deal are known, but Sir Andrew Hood, a former British ambassador to Russia, doesn't hold much hope.
It has, being cynical about it, the air of a vanity project. Of course, no one wants fighting, and of course, people are happy to say there is no military solution. But the person trying to impose a military solution is Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, and he shows no signs whatsoever of relenting.
The Kremlin itself says it will welcome the Franco-German visit. In other developments, NATO has signed off on its expansion in the region, including a 5,000-strong spearhead force that can deploy within 2 days, a measure meant to reassure smaller Eastern European nations nervous about Russia's intentions. The residents of Ukraine's east, where talk of peace is just talk, will be hoping some or all of these initiatives might finally work. This is Mary Guerin for AM.